生命，除非经过我，谁也不能到父那里去。
愿主与你们同在。恭读圣路加福音。那时，耶稣对法利塞人说：有一个富翁锦衣华服，天天奢华宴乐；另外有一个乞丐，名叫拉匝禄，满身疮痍，躺在富翁门口，指望得到从富翁餐桌上跌下来的碎屑充饥，但只有狗来舔他的疮痍。后来那乞丐死了，天使把他送到阿巴郎怀里，那富翁也死了，被人埋葬。他住阴间，举目一望，远看见亚伯郎和他怀中的拉匝禄，便喊说：祖宗亚伯郎，可怜我吧，请打发拉匝禄用他的指头沾点水来湿润我的舌头吧，因为我在这火焰中非常痛苦。亚伯郎说：孩子，你该记得你活着时享尽了福，而拉匝禄却受尽了苦，现在他在这里得到安慰，你却得受苦了。此外，在我们与你们之间隔着一个巨大的深渊，就算有人想从这边到你们那边去，是不可能的；或从那边到我们这边来，亦不可能。那人说：祖宗啊，那么就请你打发拉匝禄到我家去，警告我的五个兄弟，以免他们将来也沦落到这个地步。亚伯郎说：他们有梅瑟和先知，让他们听从好了。但他说：但是祖宗亚伯郎，倘若有人从死中回来到他们那里，他们一定肯悔改的。亚伯郎对他说：如果他们不听从梅瑟和先知，即使有人从死中复活，他们也不会信服。上主的话。Yesterday was a big day for the young people in the church, because yesterday in Rome there was a beatification of a young girl. Beatification means the next step to be a saint. The church honor them to be a blessed, but it's the same, they are in heaven. But why the church bless a young girl? Who is this girl?Her name is called Chiara Luce. How is she? She was born sometime earlier than you were born. She was born in 1971, October 27, from a family in love west of Italy, Savona. So what's special? She's an ordinary young girl.But she has a very good heart from the very beginning. When she was very young, she always kept her toil very clean, intact. Why? She told her mother, "Now, mother, when I grow older, this toil will be shared by other younger children. They will send it to some, maybe poor people, poor family." So keep everything clean and intact.So that the person who gets his toil always clean, always perfect. So that's her heart. Even to share her toys with the other children, she keep them in a very good shape. It's a heart from the heart. Once, from a classmate, one girl, I think, her mother died suddenly. It must be a very sad story, right? That Christmas, she asked her mother, "Mother, can I invite my friend, classmate, to our Christmas celebration at home?" "Surely," she said, "so that my friend can share the warmth of a family," because her mother died. But she has a heart. She took an initiative to love that classmate, given the first chance. At the age of 17, one day, she was a very good player with tennis. But suddenly, she was very hot, very painful in the shoulder. So she went to the doctor. So the diagnosis is she got a very bad cancer. But then, you were interesting. She was very peaceful. She accepted. So after that, she got a few operations, very painful operations. But she was always keep this kind of serenity, peace in mind. As a matter of fact, the doctor who looked after her is a person. He is a Christian, but seldom go to church, that kind. But seeing her face, always bright, always calm, so he was very touched. But this girl, there's kind of peace in her. She was telling herself always in her diary, "I mustn't speak much, because word doesn't speak much. I must live as if Jesus would have lived on earth." So whatever she suffered, she said to tell Jesus, "Jesus, this is my gift to you. It's painful. It's suffering. Jesus, I give it to you. I love you." So everything, little things, she offered to Jesus. So although she was painful, but she always ready to offer for other people, for the sinners, for example. At the last stage, the doctor asked her, "Would you like that I give you more morphine so that you can less pain?" She told the doctor, "No, doctor, I want to keep myself more conscious so that I can know what I'm doing. Because the more drugs into your body, you're just half asleep. You don't know what happened." She was constantly to offer every pain for his friends, for her friends. So with this heroic act, the church in 1999, he died in 1999, but in 10 years later, 2009, Pope Benedict XVI already named her a servant of the Lord. That's a first step to be beatified. So this year, after 3 years, the church honored her to be a blessed Chiara Luce. Now, what the church means, especially for young people have also the quality to be a saint. Not only old people, not only people know much theology. No, those people have the heart. Those people have the love for Jesus, from other people. They are blessed. So I hope today you understand the church honor this young girl, Chiara Luce. We pray that she be also live in your heart, remembering there's a girl on earth had been living all her life just not for herself, for other people. So that's important. So come at Google. 福音那個解釋呢,那個light就綠呢,很得意啊。其實老人家老人月的嘛, 佢一个有钱人，一个穷人，佢点解加咗落拉泽禄咧？我谂啊，呢个我谂嘅啫。因为拉泽禄咧系佢好朋友嚟嘅，好有钱嘅，佢系支持耶稣嘅生平嘅佢活动啊，唔系佢支持。佢将佢摆落去嗰个乞衣身上，即系俾我哋睇到耶稣个故事咧，唔系话啊穷人就有福，有钱人就有祸，不是的。如果你再生，你唔懂得去爱人，一样有祸。拉泽禄佢再生，虽然又有钱，佢善用佢金钱，佢有福。所以个故事里边虽然好似乞丐，虽然佢俾狗舔佢啲疮痍，但系佢实际上咧，耶稣藉住啲机会咧赞美佢个朋友拉泽禄。因为我谂啫吓，咁其实佢耶稣故事背后点咧，其实好简单。你再生每一个时段，能够懂得珍惜身边嘅人，能够懂得爱护大地，每件事物都有一份善意，有一份善心去生活嘅话咧，其实呢个系得救嘅门槛门槛。如果唔系嘅话，你冇有乜嘢喺天国里边，你都系门外汉。你不在爱之中，就系同耶稣对立嘅，系魔鬼嘅言行。有很多时耶稣成日提醒我哋，我哋唔觉意咧，就做好多表面嘅嘢，唔系叫风光，表面好神圣嘅嘢，但系有时未必真系神圣。真正神圣嘅地方唔系在乎你嗰样嘢系神唔神圣，即系我做我哋神父，着咗件祭袍，好似好神圣，喺弥撒里边献祭，好似好神圣，未必嘅、哦，未必嘅、哦。当然耶稣藉住我哋可以系变面饼为酒。变面饼为基督的身体，酒为他的圣血，这个不是我们功劳来的，这个不是我们得着的。我们不是因为我们能够圣体圣血、我们就天国有名分，不是的。在天国名分不是我做的什么，是我没有心。如果我在世离世之后之前之中间都是，如果你的心不在在怀恨之中，报复之中，不在包容之中，一样是受判断的。你看耶稣的门徒，他们有机会接受基督的教训的，很近的，尼禄大师都可以跌倒，为了30元而已，一样可以跌倒。我们不是因为我们名义，想耶稣提醒我一件事，每个人无论穷与富，如果你是真的有心 的时候，因为那个富人是没有心，一个人在他门口你都不 看不到他，这个是无心，无心即是无爱，无爱就不是天国。咁当然啦，这个乞丐，这个拉泽禄，他点有心我不知道，但至少他没有抱怨，他没有怀恨，他再生这份的包容，使他能够得到天国的赏报。所以我们每个人，我们都是天主拣选。是天国的成员来的，我们每一个人都是。如果有人不是的话，你不要 说天主不给你，他给了我们足够的恩宠，至少我们在座我们能够有领洗的恩宠，能够领受基督圣体的恩宠。如果你还是这样与人为敌，还是这样不宽恕的话，这个耶稣帮不到我们，不是耶稣不给我们救恩。所以为什么我们经常要天主经那里求他宽恕我们，如同我们宽恕别人。如果你不宽恕别人的时候，耶稣宽恕不到我们，因为你的心散了，天主恩宠入不到，他的爱不在你里面。你不在爱之中，你怎么可以爱里面呢？这些很简单的道理的。所以如果我们 不时时提醒自己，每一个时段每一个时段都在爱之中的话，我们很容易失落的。就算我们时时爱之中，你都要小心。耶稣讲过一样嘢，佢先者后，后者先啊！你唔好以为今天啊，我去咗圣堂好耐啦，几十年啦，你走稳阵，未必嘅。可能有啲人十几年唔去圣堂，突然间咧去翻圣堂，360转变善终。而我哋可能成世都去圣堂，系嬲尾衰嬲尾，一样啊落地狱噶，话俾你听。所以你唔好谂住有稳阵，冇人系稳阵嘅。所以耶稣讲得好清楚的，天主的国是勉力而夺取的，以强力夺取的，强力的 唔係他得條條。今日我講嗰、那個嗰、那個一位尋日喺教宗喺教廷啦，係封拆封咗呢個 Gianluca 成為一個真福品，即係第二級就做聖人噶啦。咁啊未到字，咁係叫真福品。咁呢位 Gianluca 其實好簡單，呢、這個女孩子要聽剛才講咗啦，講咗啦，佢識聽嘅。佢主要咧就係、是、因為佢有一種勇氣啊。佢十七歲嘅時候有病，佢18歲死嘅，即係好快脆嘅佢呢個病。佢有骨癌，咁醫生就都提醒佢，我可以加重啲藥咧，使你唔使咁辛苦。佢話唔使，佢願意清醒地去奉獻啊！你睇、那個醫生係無神者，咁佢唔係佢哋點做大部分喺意大利嗰啲過咗信教啊，唔去聖堂嘅，淨係即係唔信嗰啲嘅。佢藉住佢呢個青年呢個女青年呢一份嗰種勇氣啊，佢歸依啊，後來每日去聖堂啊，你睇，唔係話佢個言語叫佢歸依啊，係佢行動天主藉住呢個人 Gianluca 使呢個醫生翻去天主嗰度，你睇，所以我哋做每一件事，天主係我哋只係天主工具啫，你唔需要諗啊，我又唔係佢，又唔係佢。每一个好独特嘅教会今日特别呢个提升呢个 Gianluca， 因为佢系17岁嘅青年。因为今日好多青年咧系失去咗方向嘅，所以失去方向的意思，佢心里边冇爱喺里，冇乜存在，自私咗好多。天主系爱噶嘛，系放啲社会界尽噶嘛。但系我哋好多时候执着，有啲我中意就中意，唔中意我算数。我中意做，唔中意又唔做。唔係噶嘛！如果天主聖意，我哋讀書嘅時候要讀書噶。你唔可以話我唔中意啊，發咗夢啊，我中意啊咁。呢、這個咁唔係天主聖意，唔得到天主祝福嘅。你要睇到天主祝福嘅話咧，你要成日問你自己：如果我係學生，我就是學生；如果你唔盡忠，你唔讀書，你就唔係做天主聖意。啊，唔係啊，我做好多嘢啊，你係唔讀書就唔啱。所以呢個好簡單呢個道理，希望大家。要明白到咧，天主要求我哋好簡單啫，做好要做嘅事。我哋每個人係唔同嘅事，你唔好比較。啊，佢又點？佢又點？耶穌有一次鬧過百多六啊，知唔知啊？百多六有一次咧，咁啊，耶穌話俾佢聽：百多六，嗱，你而家後生咧，依度去嗰度去，老年嘅時候咧，又俾人拉住咧，你唔到你唔去噶啲地方，咁即係俾佢。咁百多六聽咗，咁後來。百多六咧八卦喎，有約望企喺隔離啊嘛，咁佢約望點啊？咁啊，耶穌點答啊？佢點與你何干啊？即係關你咩事？佢只係對百多六話：你即管跟隨我。所以我哋每個人唔好比較，啊冇比較，要 do your part，mind your own business， 呢個重要嘅。